Hey, this is Zaderman.
And this is Chris.
And we're the other scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamer's Haven.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders. And you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.GMDice.com.
Alright, let's get this party started.
Where's Becca's meaning? He could be a bearded pirate.
That'll work.
Becca's a bearded pirate?
Yo. I'm in disguise.
Oh, good disguise.
Okay, you're gonna look a bit more wild this time, but
I see we found mine. We've left the school, she's gone feral.
It's been a few days since you shaved your legs. It's starting to become aggressive. Anywho.
Don't forget Fick.
Okay. Fick's always the hardest one to find. Kobolds are...
Do you want me to hunt for him?
Find a kobold.
There's also my character's wife.
Yes, there's also the wife.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fick
needs to...
Nightwalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. She rides around on horseback and throws javelins at people.
Yeah, she throws darning needles like Suicide does in Gates of Fire, dude.
I just had her money. Where did they throw it?
Burning gate of fire. Going down,
down, down in the gate.
Ah, where you go. Here's
Benny.
Here's
your Benny, Nathan. Benny.
I'm gonna need him.
Ah, here we go.
Okay. He gets to be gargoyle today.
Right.
He gets a gargoyle.
He gets to be a goblin with a gun. Yeet.
Then I get my three.
Yeah, it must have been fate that my mime was supposed to die today.
Yes, it must have been.
That your mime?
Mime.
His mime. He has a mime.
Yeah, I have a mime.
He's in the basement.
He's dead. Okay. I forgot to feed him for 3 days.
Well, forgot. You really just didn't want to go downstairs.
Well, yeah, that's
good. We didn't hear him going.
No, we heard him. We just, you know, tuned him out.
He was knocking on air. And those damn mime phones, they need a silent ring. So I have no idea. So I have no idea until I leave a voice message. I pick up the voice message and it's just...
nothing. Hello?
So I delete it.
Okay.
What can I say?
You guys had managed to get through Sir Robin Hood's attempt to waylay you.
Yeah, for this whole ninja vanish. You're still there, dude. Oh, crap. Do it again.
He needs to work on that whole waylaying. Anywho.
Yeah, like, don't waylay a whole group of wizards. Especially
your wizards, you're supposed to have, you know, D4 hit die. They're not supposed to have swords.
Wizards are supposed to be squishy.
And chainmail armor.
You're supposed to be squishy and, you know, give up.
I
first
am
on
squishy.
The
he is not.
Okay, but we had stopped just before you guys got to the capital of Sarnen. A giant metropolis of architecture which defies logic. However, is exquisitely beautiful. And you're
the
not quite
you're upside down.
And you're not quite sure how the buildings manage to stay. And it seems like everything is either made out of marble or covered in ivy.
So it's like we're walking into one of those wacky drawings. It's, you know,
everything's
the Escher
there.
Stuff.
Yeah. It looks like Halicarnassus.
Except for some reason you guys feel oddly attracted
to this. Can this be fixed today?
It depends if he's becoming Dracolich.
Does he fit on this square?
Yes.
And
show me.
About it.
I already did. You didn't see?
Here. There you go. There's Fick.
His nose got all pointy.
His nose already is all pointy.
But in a different way.
Anywho.
So, you guys are now standing outside the gates, and standing at the gates are a pair of guards who are the, if you guys have ever seen Italian policemen, kind of the, you know, it's unbuttoned with the chest hair sticking out, you know, you're not quite sure why they do that with chainmail, but for some reason they do. And they're kind of looking at you guys with that look of, oh, well, that's more French, but, yeah, whatever.
I figured they'd be more like Greeks, but, okay.
Which means I can't find a kobold, so we'll use a goblin. Alright.
They'd be rubbing their rears and complaining about last night.
Oh, you took me so hard.
Whoa!
Your wife is hot.
She's got a hell of a lot higher charisma than I do.
I get one?
A wife?
Or high charisma.
You could probably find a wife here.
Depends, are they open to this sort of thing, really?
Yes. Greece.
Yes, they are.
In fact, probably more so than you are.
You could even find a husband or a wife.
Husband, really? Wife, or both. Oh,
or both.
At the same time.
Yes.
If you so chose.
Okay. Well, the gate guards are standing there, and since you guys are kind of walking down the forest, they're just kind of, they begin talking amongst each other.
We do or they do?
They do.
Okay.
You can't quite understand what they're saying because your interpreter ran off into the woods, never to return.
it wasn't
really his choice. His horse
His horse decided to run off.
And his My horse Lord. Ran into the woods as quickly as he horsily could.
I still have the book, though, with the...
Yeah, the little...
Where is so the bathroom? Can you point me to a 5-star hotel?
Please fondle my buttocks. Hey! Hey!
You're like, that's not what I said?
No! Hey! Whoa! Inappropriate!
Oh. Very tough.
Well,
you guys, I assume, approach...
Well, of course.
And they...
No, we stand
blah, 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 blah.
Hi.
You say it slower, please!
He says... You catch the word tourist.
Yes! Will be that?
Is yes the word for...
See!
See!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I could catch comprehend languages and tell you something, but I don't really care.
They go, hey!
Obviously they wish payment for entering the city.
Or they want...
Let me find the phrase for how much.
I'd like to give you my firstborn daughter.
We could...
No, that's the wrong one. I will see if I can find a phrase for how much.
He says something to you and you kind of fish through it and... Five gold ahead,
old beans.
Five gold ahead.
That's 25 gold to get into the city.
Count again.
That's 25 gold to get into the city.
Oh, hold on.
Thick.
Yes, 5 miniatures out there, but it's going after that. Does that include... I wonder if that includes the horse's head.
Do I get a horse, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're actually on the one with Saucy.
I want a pony.
Wait, where's
aren't
the...
you cute riding behind your wife?
You're taking this awful well. There's 6 people out there.
Saucy is riding behind me, thank you.
Yes, he is, and I'm currently looking
you
for
you really want that philandering pick?
I don't want him guiding, leading the horse.
Well, 30 gold to get in.
Did we get any money last time?
Yes, I believe so.
I can
I have not
it.
Get myself in.
All right.
Yes. We do need to get in, and of course we'll try to find transport to back to the school.
All right, fine. I can't find it, so right now it's going to be...
Well, I will... Yeah. I'll loan anybody who needs money to get in.
Fabulous!
But you can cover yourself.
Yes, I have 12 gold.
Oh, my players are impoverished.
I assume I pay for Saucy, since okay. he can't speak for himself.
So you guys hand him 30 gold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Points to the three horses.
Right. I look at him and I go,
Oh, come on now.
I look at my
That's
wife.
Diplomacy.
I look at my wife, then look at them.
She looks at you and says,
Seventeen. 17 on diplomacy.
She thought I meant to go screw them so we could get him for free. I'm like,
hands!
But she's like,
she's like, Drake having my, a javelin.
What? Do you want them? They want you to what?
Die! Okay. So 17 on diplomacy. All right.
Hey!
Yeah, they open the gate. Hey, squeeze.
I do believe I've just been molested by that man.
Well, you did get your, you did get your horse in for free.
You guys all get in for 30 gold.
Ugh, I hate mutants.
And you're kind of looking around. There seems to be a ton of churches, weddings, and about as... You feel like you're stuck in a bad romance novel.
So lots of men walking around with their with long, flowing hair and their shirts open to their waist.
Yeah.
Bad romance novel.
Sweeping them off, sweeping them moving off their feet and swimming on chandeliers.
Yeah, that's kind of what you see. And there seems to be a wedding literally every different street. And then, you know, just beyond that, you probably
passionate
see...
Passionate people around here.
Yeah, you see the divorce line just after...
Sometimes they just walk out, go right in the line, right?
No, no, first they take the 30 minutes in between.
Oh, right. So there's the marriage, then there's like a hotel, and then there's the divorce line. It just That's goes right. in one end, guns out the other.
Do you have to be married to have sex?
I don't know their customs. Perhaps so.
Give me, if anyone has a knowledge local.
That would be Saucy.
You know, people who get married really fat, the marriage is probably not required, but it's, you know, you get caught up in the heat of the moment, and then about
Your
2 hours
says,
later...
He has to marry you!
But, yeah, don't then give him 2 hours later, 2 hours later, it comes to your head of, oh my dear lord.
What did we do?
I got married again.
Third time this week. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Right now.
This is also the center of where the Wizards Guild would be.
Lovely.
Ah, this is where we needed to go.
Lovely.
Okay.
Well, we should probably find some place to stow our horses and find some shelter.
This looks like a good spot.
No, we don't go to that inn. That inn that he has drawn on the map so colorfully is quite inadequate. We'll have to go to a different one. Walk in, wait a minute, this place has been mapped out. We're not staying here.
Something's going to happen.
See, look, everything has a place. I know where the chairs are. We need to go.
Little indentures in the ground.
Yeah, there's a little square grid on the floor. Hey. Yes, those are donuts.
Donuts.
Donettes.
Hey!
Hey!
Donettes, hey!
You guys will check your way into a tavern.
Right. Apparently we're having an orgy at the front door.
We didn't start it.
For once.
You guys will walk up and...
Hello, do you, well, of course, not from this area. Do you understand a single word I'm saying? Or know anyone who might? In Draconic?
Start speaking in every language we know.
Dwarven, Elven, Orcish.
I know Halfling and Dwarvish.
he shouts something off, and suddenly your wife gets this look of, and she begins yelling at him. And then his wife comes along, and she begins yelling at your wife. And at this point, you know, even the husband's like,
flip, flip, okay. flip.
Does your wife
time for comprehend languages. Like now.
Very well.
Does your wife not speak our language?
No.
I'll cast comprehend languages on myself.
Something to the extent of, if you call my husband a dirty foreigner again, I will gut you like a fish, you cold-hearted bitch. Did you dare get that tone with me in front of my husband? At this point, the husband, like, kind of, he reaches down and kind of puts on a helmet.
start pushing everyone back away from the women. They're having a bit of an argument over calling you a dirty foreigner.
Well, I am a dirty foreigner.
Yes, yes. Your wife has taken exception to that remark.
You see, they each of them kind of pull out a rope and they tie each other's hands together and they pull out knives.
Oh.
That's a diplomacy to try and calm the situation.
I'll bet 5 gold on the woman.
Which
on
one?
The wife, on his wife.
How long is the rope between their hands?
Yeah, tied their hands together. So
okay, so I can't use my axe just to chop them apart.
Yeah, 4. Okay, so Nathan, you go, no, 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 and they both turn and you go, fuck! And you're like,
woo! You want me to use the axe?
Do you want me to translate that?
I don't think so.
I can cut them apart.
No, don't.
You just pick which side of the wrist you want me to cut off.
No.
Scriptures, aren't you?
I'm trying to help solve the problem.
Ah. Well. What are they doing now?
They're in the middle of a knife fight. You see the husband. The husband begins kind of pulling out a mop and a bucket and
go stand by him.
Oh, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and go quickly to a knife fight. Let's see. Your wife's.
Can I just...
I'll look through the book for...
Actually, Nathan, you roll initiative for your wife, please. She has a +3.
I'll look through the... sleep on one of them.
You can if you want.
I'll look through the book for the translation for room. Rooms.
Oh.
Yeah. Rooms, yes.
15, okay.
I go last.
All right. Your wife goes first. She has a +7 in melee.
Your wife's almost as good as I am at fighting. And that's a 22.
You will definitely knife her. Roll a d4. Add 3.
5.
Okay. She stabs the woman soundly, and the woman's like, ah! She returns, of course, to stab. Missing your wife this time, as she's kind of,
I put the other one to sleep. You grab your wife.
She resists.
Damn it! Did my poke at least affect her?
Well, I got an 18 plus, even if she has a 0.
I know. I'm talking distraction.
Oh.
Not that she was doing
rooms.
Very well.
Hey!
I could hold one. Grab your wife. Well, grab the other lady.
Pull out a coin.
What kind of coin is it?
It's a gold coin.
Anything? What are you doing?
I'm watching them kill each other going.
Go ahead and give me another attack with your wife.
22 again.
Roll a d4, add 3.
4.
4? Okay. The other woman drops. She goes, unties herself. Sticks her knife back in. The man goes, walks over, begins kind of patching up his wife.
Sorry, old bean.
Something about happens.
How many rooms do you want to open? 2 rooms? 3 rooms. Well, obviously the honeymoon couple. Like, okay.
What?
3?
You're watching her.
3 rooms.
Hey.
Give him 3 gold.
3 keys. Hey, points upstairs.
For you and your lovely wife.
What does hey mean?
Hey.
Isn't it? Like,
it actually has several meanings, really.
Hey! Or hey!
Hey?
Hey? Hey? Alright, now I actually get to draw out the upstairs since you guys are staying here. Since you have now sealed your fate.
No, we actually leave and go to a different inn now.
Unfortunately, you can't because the blood has been shed. Corn has now blessed this building.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and summon a demon prince.
Okay. Unfortunately, all you get is an Urgling.
Better than nothing.
could infest it with rats and then say, I'm not staying here, and leave.
I could do that. I did discover with my Summon Monster 3 spell, I could summon 30 toads.
That
or 30 bats.
That would do it too.
Or 24 rats.
Cockroaches? 20 million?
Well, it can't really be a very effective roach infestation because it lasts, like, what, 3 rounds? 5 rounds?
Yeah.
That's like, I saw a cockroach! Oh.
It's gone now.
Cockroaches!
Yes, but when you see one, there are how many millions more hiding? As long as you can show
Or of
one.
Course, you know, then he has to kill you because you know the secret.
What's in the food?
Maybe.
Soylent Green is people?
Oh, golly, I hated that.
Were you hating Soylent Green?
I was just like, oh, gall.
Actually, I like Soylent Green.
It was so cheesetastic.
Well, it even had the right statement. It's very tasty.
It tastes like people.
What are the...
Soylent Green is people?
Chest.
It's people!
Chest.
That's a bed, because it has a pillow.
Why does he get the big bed? You know he's going to get that bed.
Who?
You.
I handed the keys out randomly. So.
Oh, okay, so he might get this room.
He handed me 3 keys, and I just went, here's a key, and this is my key.
So I could stay with Saucy, huh?
Or Saucy and Fit can just stay in one bed.
Well,
no,
have,
Fit stays with me. He is
Saucy,
my bodyguard.
If I have Saucy, I need a room with a window.
So you can throw him at it?
Or dangle him out.
I'm not telling you what I need the window for.
Go on, the Lords.
I plead the fifth.
There are no rights in this country. This
there
store
are.
Is actually closed, as it is as it has some weird label. Something like innkeeper's room.
Comprehend languages.
Innkeeper's room.
Innkeeper's room. Like, this seems to be the innkeeper's room.
This spell lasts for 50 minutes. So, for me.
Becca? You have that room?
Nathan, you have the double bed. And Ethan, you have that room.
Lovely.
Okay.
Would have been funnier if they were stuck in one.
One of the closets.
Or here.
We have room. Excellent. We know where we are.
I have 2 rooms.
Ah, excellent.
Here. Saucy gets to sleep on the table.
You are now sleeping in the chest, because I don't want you anywhere near my stuff. Okay. Well, you guys have tucked yourselves into your room. What's up next?
Well, what time of day is it?
It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Alrighty. Well, we should... Now that we have our rooms, we should... congregate and figure out our next source of our next order of business, of course.
I'm already
since
at
you
the
have
bar.
The largest room, we're all coming to you.
Oh, I was at the bar already.
There is indeed a bar downstairs.
You might have to come find me.
Well, actually, I would go over to your room first to get you, so we could go.
Where is she? I don't know. She left me.
Oh, lovely. She's probably drinking herself under some table and what? And I'll go
at
gather
least
you up.
She under a table.
I'll go gather Tahir up here. Yeah. Well, we should see if we can get anything done today before the light fades on me. Don't you agree? Or would you rather, you know, with your lovely wife?
Fornicate the night away!
Who said that, Vic?
I greatly apologize for the bad choice of words from my servant. You know Vic, of course. He is a good man. Kobold. I apologize for the rudeness.
It's fine. I'll take it off with him later.
Very well, just don't break any of his limbs.
Don't translate the word fornicate in front
of him. Did just get him back, you know?
Yeah, don't sit, don't...
And also, don't want your wife to kill him.
Well,
stab him in all the ways.
I don't think that if he said that in front of her, she would stab him. She would just expect something of me.
Yes, well, she most likely expects something of you. Anyway,
I do believe our intrepid dwarf friend has gone downstairs to get herself a drink, which undoubtedly will lead to some sort of trouble. But we need to discuss and find out what, of course, what needs to be done.
We need to go to the bathroom. No, we need to go to the mage school.
Yes. Well, we could see if we could get some of this done today, old bean. What say we go down, collect our friend, and begin this wonderful tirade.
What do I think of their drinks, Andre?
So I guess we'll go downstairs.
You take a couple swigs and... Well, you know, swigging wine isn't necessarily the best idea.
So I don't care for it.
Not really. I mean, yeah, you're kind of used to harder, you know, like, beers and stuff, and ales.
So their stew is more intoxicating than their drinks.
Well, you're not quite sure about that. If you're drinking just to get drunk, then you will eventually get drunk, but...
Herbing is worth, I highly doubt.
But I won't enjoy it, so what's the point?
It's a crowded place.
I drew them all into my charisma!
Where are you at?
Here.
Lovely.
You couldn't tell.
No, possibly because right now you're using an elf miniature.
The only one I have a dwarven sniper, but it's bald with a beard.
I'm in disguise. I already told you.
Lovely.
Okay.
Alright, so let's go downstairs and find our intrepid dwarf friend and see what horrible things she has brought upon herself. Now, I'm planning on opening the door, and, like, a chair is probably going to go flying by, as she has undoubtedly started some sort of a bar fight. And I open the door. No chair. Okay.
Lots of loud talking. What? Let me just go ahead and go around.
You're coming with us?
Yes.
What about your lovely wife?
Probably. I don't think I've gone anywhere without her.
She's needy, huh?
No, she's Italian. She doesn't trust me.
Good for her.
I do believe she's expecting to put out this evening.
Just going around the room, this is the man whose wife was knifed. Here's the giant pool that he's cleaning up.
Well, it's not that bad. You whiner baby.
Well, it was 9 points of damage to a commoner, I mean.
So I put her at -1. Big deal.
Try -7, but you know.
She should have gone down on the first hit then.
They get diehard.
She was angry.
This is one of the local drunks who's kind of swirling around, chuckling at you. Group of three look like farmers that just came up off the street.
Since my comprehend language is still going on right now, I'll try to keep my ears open to see what people are talking about.
Okay. Over here, the best thing you can imagine this group being is probably an adventuring group, as you can see a bald sorcerer of some sort of strapping fighter in scale mail, a priest, and some sort of rogue, obviously hiding in the corner. An old man sitting at a table who's kind of got stuff sprayed out all over, including books, notes, and other whatnot, and his cat is sitting on the table. A monk.
I'll point him out when we walk in. I'll go.
Let's see.
Might be a good place to start.
I agree.
And this guy's kind of off in his own area. You can kind of see him as you're coming down the stairs, but it looks like obviously some wealthy noble has an entire dining room to himself.
Oh, lovely.
I'm arguing with this guy about how good the drinks are.
Well, you guys don't speak the same language, so argue away.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm pointing to this, and I'm sticking my tongue out. Asking him how he can drink it and enjoy it.
Your reply is in some sort of, you know, muttering, probably some sort of snipey comment.
I just slide my glass over to him.
Hey!
Oh god, I just made a friend.
Wraps his arm around you and begins singing.
No, not a friend, old bean.
Throws his arm around you, begins singing, off tone.
Oh, lovely.
I'm sulking now.
At least there's no fighting going on. There's no bloodshed, or more bloodshed, I should say.
Yeah. Oh. I say that out loud.
Yes, you did, Obi. But that's all right. No one can really understand us, I don't think. If anyone does, then they don't seem to care.
So, feel free to tell me what your next move is. Because if you don't, well, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
I figured that we were going to go to the actual radio school and see what we could do about how many, transporting to where we need to go.
I'm going to go over to the old guy.
He's ruffling around books, notes, muttering to himself.
What is he muttering to himself in?
Turanian. But since you can understand something about stars aligning, gateway, something to that extent.
I'll try to speak to him in Draconic.
He kind of looks up and...
Excuse me, old bean. I hate to bother you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He looks at his cat and says, "You talk to him." And the cat looks at him and goes, "Yes."
Terribly sorry to be a bother, old bean. But I couldn't, of course, help notice the copious amounts of notes and whatnot that you're poring over.
Oh, you mean my master. Yes, he is obsessed.
Yes.
I've been here bored all day. I've had to take 12 catnaps already.
Is your master... I gather that you are his... Of course, his familiar, and your master is some sort of a sorcerer.
I prefer to think of him as caretaker, but yes.
Caretaker, well, of course, will be. If you would be so kind as to... We are requiring just a little help, maybe some directions. We're looking for someone who could work some teleportation magic for us.
Well, I would recommend my caretaker, but he is far too engrossed to take you anywhere. I'm afraid he may wind up taking you to the lower layers of the abyss, I know.
I don't want that, old man.
I would recommend the Wizard's Guild. It's a giant spire that reaches to impossibly high heights.
Oh, yes. Is there any time of day which they close, or they're not able
to... No, I just simply would recommend avoiding it at night. That is when the professors go on the prowl.
Oh, lovely. I do, of course, thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else we should know before we go over to this tower?
Well, they're might snobbish.
Might snobbish, yeah. You've dealt with that, Orby.
And they're enchanters, and they get bored very easily.
Oh, lovely. Enchanters, I'll have to remember that. And of course, if you don't mind me asking this out of pure curiosity's sake, what is your caretaker working on?
Oh, he's looking for a way to summon the denizens of the 665th layer of the Abyss into this world so that it may purge the blight of humanity.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
He's not here.
Thank you for your time.
No, he looks definitely human.
Shuffle away. Smiling.
I like it.
Very nice meeting you.
He should... I like him. He should die last.
The man is insane. Now, he is a summoner, but will be of no help to us. He did direct us to the wonderful Wizards College around him, the Wizards Tower. Said it is best if we do not go at night. That is when the wizards go on the prowl, and the apparently there are enchanters who get very bored. So that could be interesting.
Sounds like some people we know.
Huh? Yes, well, I guess it's universal, eh?
Yep.
I resemble that remark.
Do you now?
But I would say we shouldn't dobble, and we should head over there as soon as possible before night falls.
I agree.
Yeah,
let's
drinks
go.
Aren't worth staying here.
Yes, it does look rather swillish.
Boring.
Yeah.
Let's.
What'd he say?
That's about the extent of what he said.
Okay.
Wow.
Your friend there is very drunk.
I gave him mine.
Yeah. Not good stuff, I take it?
It was boring.
It was boring stuff? Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
I'll tell you what, once we get back, we'll have some nice wine from my private collection.
Chest, it's not very good for you, is it?
Yeah. Just think about getting back to the nice wine from my private collection. Unless you drank it all already.
Well, it's better than this. Okay, let's go.
Pretty well it. Onward!
Okay. You guys are, of course, walking through the street, heading towards a very large spire. It's not terribly hard to find. Yeah. Yep. Taking your drunk friend with you?
No.
No, none of that.
Congratulations, you're in the Navy now!
Bring him and follow me. Right. Follow me home, Mom. Can you please shoot him?
As you guys are...
Put him out of my misery!
As you guys are walking pleasantly down the street, a man, probably of... You would recognize him of the finer cloth of life.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Walks up to Nathan, slaps him in the face, and throws a glove down on the ground.
Oh, my God!
I didn't believe he just challenged me to a duel.
I love this place. It's funny.
Well, that certainly came out of nowhere, won't it? At this point, your comprehend is probably wound off because it's only like 5 minutes long. So.
It's 50 minutes.
I'm really
10
sorry,
minutes alone.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking almost an hour is going by at this point.
Anyway. Yeah, because checking in, getting settled down.
So, that, I mean, that's fine.
You want me to, please, for you?
Could you say that slower?
Did you marry his wife or his daughter?
Not his daughter, I met the father.
You say that again, old bean. I didn't quite catch it all.
Your wife looked at you expectingly, like...
Pick up the glove. Apparently he challenged me. Okay.
Oh, God. Funny.
How lovely.
I have no idea what I did wrong, but okay. I'll take...
Yes, he walks about 20 feet away from you.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls out his rapier and goes... And this is where we go into initiative.
Oh, my sword and go.
This is a very peculiar culture. I say to his wife who doesn't understand me, it's a very peculiar culture of yours.
Go ahead and that.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to be studying this book thoroughly.
You want me to put some spiders on him for you?
No,
I believe right, that if this is a gentleman's duel, there's no interference from anyone.
Oh,
and you can see that people are beginning to congregate, and you can see going, Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da! They begin handing gold to him. They hand gold to him, and he's writing pieces of notes and handing them to them.
It's like, oh, shall we make a wager? I'll go over to that guy, take out 5 gold, and point at him. Don't let me down, old bean.
You go first.
Come on. Give him a sound thrashing.
I'll use my improved bull rushing.
Attempt to run into him.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what bull rush is. You basically run up and knock him over.
Yeah.
Manly.
Good tactic there, yeah.
You turn into Jabba the Hutt?
No, he can't run.
Nat 20.
Okay, you will definitely hit.
So that's a 32.
Okay, now we go into opposed strengths. You have a strength of...
18,
so that's a +4. Add 5 because you critted. So you've got a total of a +9.
So it'd be 20 plus 9.
He got a 6.
I got a 16. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Plus an initial 20.
A 20, unnatural.
I got an 11.
Okay, so you basically run up, push him over, ha! And you can hear all the ladies go...
And I put my sword to his throat.
Lovely.
He will bat your sword away and stand up. That's his turn. Your turn.
I will attempt to disarm him.
Slap him!
Okay. You do not... Do you have improved disarm?
No.
Okay.
He gets an attack of opportunity, I know.
If he hits you... he does not.
I don't think I hit, though. I got a... 13.
You will indeed miss. As you hit his, fine cloth, uh-huh. And you hear a...
Well, I'm not trying to hit the... I'm not trying to hit the cloth. I'm trying to disarm him. Basically, what happens is he reposts away.
He uses that little flourishing handguard going...
Yeah.
It's now his turn, and he will... I have to stick you, like a pig. God, I like fours.
No, it's... I know how to fence. Just because I'm using a longsword doesn't mean anything.
He accidentally stabs himself in the head.
I will
with a rapier. That's quite a feat.
I will disarm him again.
Yeah. 17?
No.
Okay.
21 like, that time.
He likes horrors too.
You can hear the crowd really going,
Oh, stop toying with him, old bean!
Just hit him already.
Once again, another 17, so...
All right, I'll just finally just try to hit him. No. 11 that time. I'm going for down.
The duel continues. Well, I can certainly say this isn't... It is far more longer than I expected it to last.
Eight! No. This is great. What a show!
Yeah, that's a 23. That's
okay, you finally hit.
Wham!
Yeah, I hit him with a pommel. It's just like... 7 points of damage.
Seven, and you go... Psh! And you suddenly get the look of... You messed up my face.
No, I hit him in the body. You know,
or fine, he looks at his hair like... Swipes it to the side.
In slow motion.
And now it looks like... He takes one of his gloves off, throws it on the ground, takes it other throws off the ground.
Like, ew. There we are. It's getting personal.
That's a possible crit now.
He finally hit, did he?
26.
Yeah, that'll hit.
You messed up my hair. 11 points of damage. 13 points of damage. He does stab you a good one, and the crowd goes,
Don't worry, I can heal that wound.
I actually have more than that.
He probably has a lot. I'm hoping Nathan has more hit points than this friggin' noble, but...
Because he took out a
59, yeah. Well, look at that, and I'll be like...
Ow!
Tis but a scratch!
Yeah. Like, man, you found that chink. I've been meaning to fix that chink in that armor for a while.
Isn't that where the werewolf attacked me, too?
That's an unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20 will hit him.
4, 6 points of damage.
Snap to 14. Once again, you're like,
oh. I'm like,
18.
No. It basically bounces off my armor. He gets through my defenses with that. If he beats a 10, it gets through your actual defenses. It just bounces off the armor.
All right.
So it's like you're he's like, and just, he hits the armor. It's like, I'm like,
that's what he says something, and your wife goes,
Uh oh.
I'm supposed to take offense to that.
She might try a backstab on someone here.
Do you want me to narrow the book down to like a check or some kind?
Yeah, straight intelligence check.
Okay.
Just for future reference.
21 will definitely hit.
Be a 14.
14, something related to swords. You need a 15 to get complex.
I'm using a bastard sword, is what he said, probably. 21. Or, I'm sorry, 21. 11.
11. 21. Wow, that's a nice
21
D8.
To hit, 11 to damage.
28 on a... Or 21 on a D8.
D8.
Yeah!
Holy shit!
This is a savage world. This is Deadlands. It doesn't explode, dude. Come on.
Well, you bash him one last time, and he kind of goes, Picks up the gloves and puts them back on. Gives a small bow. Storms off.
Wanker!
Scratch the spot where he stuck me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good show, old bean!
The guy walks up to you, hands you 10 gold pieces.
Fantastic job!
2-1 odds, huh? Man, they must not have expected me to do well.
You can go ahead and give me, his wife will turn and talk to you, and if you'll give me an intelligence check?
I need a copy of that book.
I was too busy counting my money.
Three, four, five.
She said that you just almost killed my brother.
I didn't believe she... That can't be right. If I'm translating her correctly, she said you almost killed her brother.
Give me that book. Let me look at it.
Well, I'm confident in my abilities, old bean.
16.
Oh, you almost killed the brother of the king.
Well, he got the brother part.
Why did he attack?
Oh, the brother part was correct. Let me see that phrase one more time.
I almost
the
stat reads
today now.
Just go.
Oh, yes, you see, it's the use of the pronoun.
Yeah, I would have. Why did the brother of the king challenge me to a duel in the middle of the street?
Find the word why.
Perhaps he's a cheeky bastard.
Yeah, you'll find why. It's not terribly hard. It's a single word.
I'll say okay. That's why is.
Blah
blah blah.
She starts reciting.
Intelligence check.
15 is what you need. That would be
missed it by one, so you get the DC 10.
They talk rather quickly, you know. I need some time to study this book.
You get something about treaty.
Some sort of treaty. I'm not getting the rest.
Book.
Sorry. Could you repeat?
17.
17. Oh, she was to be his bride to seal a treaty.
Oh.
However, you wound up in her bed, which means that you beat him to the punch after she was engaged.
Bravo!
Literally beat her to the punch. Beat him to the punch with him.
She was certainly well experienced.
Yes.
We'll just say she has high acrobatic skills, don't we?
Wow, gee, I wonder if there's any way to fix that, because that treaty's probably needed.
Yes, well, the spy is that way.
I'll look at the book and try to work my way through the book, see if I can figure out how to ask if there's a way to fix the treaty.
How fix?
Yeah. How fix?
Treaty. How fix treaty?
That would be...
Fix.
Oh, snip, snip. 21.
21. Okay, so you'll convey a complex idea, because diplomacy is kind of a complex idea, and she'll reply to you and give me a straight intel check.
No, I got a 6 that time.
Something about blood sacrifice.
Blood sacrifice?
Maybe you should take a look at that. I don't think I got that one.
Could you repeat that, old bean? I'm sorry. It's okay. That's a 20.
20. Okay, that's what you needed. Slower,
yes.
There was a bad blood between the two. There, between the king and basically a high count.
I'll iterate this, of course.
And the count started a civil war.
Ew.
She was one of the prettiest girls from that area.
Yes.
And she was going to be used by the count as a sacrifice marriage to seal a deal to stop the civil war.
Yes. Blood sacrifice of sorts to stop the civil war.
So we need to find another pretty lady.
I'm like, thank you. Yes, yes. Go hits.
By Jove, I think he's good.
Well, yeah. Oh boy. I really stepped in it this time, didn't I?
Translate hornet's nest, eh?
Translate find another pretty lady.
Yeah.
And make sure you get the E on the end.
Find another pretty lad.
That would be 15.
Okay. 15 is what you need for a semi-complex idea, because it's not something completely abstract.
Find another pretty lady, not a prostitute of any kind.
She said you guys would have intelligence check.
We're all, looking over the book as she's speaking.
We're, standing in the middle of that's a 19.
Actually,
that's a 20. Okay. Between the two of you...
We're both looking at the same stuff.
We're
looking like total idiot tourists in the center of the street, flipping through the guidebook.
Yeah, you guys
going,
you have the little cameras,
uh-huh,
flops.
We're all looking at the tops of the buildings, you know. Got the button.
She said that you would have to go back down south. Because it was...
Vorpal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and DC would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck a shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before you made it to the woodshed, and now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Zaderman, and this is Chris, and we're the other staff of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at rpgnow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders. And you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.GMDice.com.
Was the area of the marriage that was important, not who.
Lovely.
Wish we'd known this before we came up here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But it hadn't come up.
It's true. I need to learn this language quick.
Anywhere I
The real question does your wife's tribe think that you are part of that tribe? And that this is an end of the Civil War, which it's really not an end of the Civil War, which could be a problem, of course.
We should probably ask.
Good luck with that.
That's an easy 20.
Oh. Talk to your wife, Aldine. End of the book. She has a habit of stabbing people.
That's a 19. 22. It's like...
She replies to you. Now, mind you, this is probably taking about half an hour with all the page flipping, and yeah. You guys probably have a couple paper cuts at this point.
We're just used to it. We have calluses.
Another 22. What's she saying?
Yes, that she thought that was the end of the Civil War.
Okay, so we just got to figure out some way of getting this treaty to actually go off.
Well, we have a difficult problem here.
if we find something.
I don't think, in good conscience, I think it would be prudent to force the situation since we are the cause of it.
Actually, I think it would be prudent for me to fix the problem, the create a solution.
Or Bean.
Because of the problem.
Or Bean, your problems are our problems. We stick together. We always have.
We should probably go seek.
Except for your butt problem.
What butt problem?
Oh, you don't know about that yet.
Sorry, I wasn't supposed to mention it, was it?
Well, ignore that, he's delirious with fever. Now,
looks okay to me.
He's a lizard. They do
see, now. Look, I can go green!
He turns a little green.
That's because you're holding your breath.
It's great at parties.
No! So we need to.
Probably seek counsel and audience with the king and explain this.
Yes.
Oh, God. We need a translator.
Well, I can cast tongues if necessary, old bean.
You have.
Our last translator ran off into the woods.
You have an hour to negotiate the end of a civil war.
I don't think that's going to be enough time.
It can be very stubborn, but it's good. We can give it the old college try. What you say?
I say we need to find a. We should find. Let's go to the college, see if we can find a translator, then go seek and entreat an audience with the brother of the king to see if we can work out this issue.
Well, then let us go post-haste.
Yes.
You guys, make your way there with no further duels walking up and slapping you in the face.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, she's like,
what'd I do? Okay.
I was excited that he actually hit you.
Like,
well, with the strength of 8, you know, it's kind of hard.
Tell me about it.
Anyway.
I'm a level 1 aristocrat. I do know the whole dueling business. I'm just rather poor at it.
I duel with monsters.
No, I don't duel, old Bean. This elemental does.
It's sort of like in Warhammer. Oh, this duel also includes my horse.
No.
Kick.
Yes.
I can't tell you the number of times that my chaos horses have saved my people's lives.
In the big last battle we had in the last campaign, mm-hmm. the lizard man leader of Chris's mm-hmm. was killed by a lowly chaos warrior's horse. He charged up on the flank of us and tried to kill the chaos warrior, and the chaos warrior hit him once, and the horse went thump.
I also like the idea of just...
I was like, dude, that horse is awesome. You're going to be a chaos bomb later.
the frenzied horses. The flopping at the mouth. But.
Anyway.
Yes, it was rather music.
Anyway. So we go to the lovely college. Or the tower.
Okay.
The guild.
You guys will arrive and...
With monkeys.
There's someone at the door who kind of looks you up and down and goes... And speaks to Trak, you're wizards!
Yes, old bean!
Oh, thank goodness, you're not retarded. Please come in.
No, of course we're not retarded. We're quite civilized.
Please, no duels inside the school.
Oh, of course not. We have no intention of doing any such thing.
Old bean.
No, thank you, old bean.
Go on in. I wouldn't say it's identical, but it's fairly similar. You guys are used to a wizard's college. Just minor architectural differences. Instead of, you know, the headmaster staring at you from a creepy statue, now it's a statue about, like, a griffin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in ivy.
I do feel more at home already.
You can hear the gentle brushing of pages. Everyone seems to be kind of wearing these robes and kind of looking
around. I take that in for a moment and relax. Go. Yes. Let's try to find someone of
authority.
Authority here, and make contact and see what we can do about finding a translator and whatnot.
Okay.
Start looking around for someone who looks like an authority figure.
Like you.
Well, it's not terribly hard to. You guys recognize the image of a professor, and you guys will quickly find a professor. He's a Dephorian, just like you guys.
Ew.
Well, correction, Dephorian from where you guys are going to college, because not a single one of you are from that region. He goes,
hello.
Oh, hello.
Terribly sorry.
Think German.
Hello!
Hello, terribly sorry to be a bother. But you see, we are from actually your country. Well, we're
oh, you're from DeFar!
Not directly, we are going to school there. And we've ended up here, we just finished our finals, it's junior year now.
Oh, they teleported you.
Yes, precisely what I mean. And we have
yes, I remember that part of the final.
Yes, well, we're doing our best, old bean. You see, we have run into, of course, a snag on our way, on our lovely little trip, yeah?
You found a kobold?
Oh, no, this is my dear friend and butler guardian, Fick.
Oh, I thought we had a kobold problem.
Oh, no. No kobold problem. He's an upstanding lad. Terribly sorry. Terribly sorry. My name is Hercule Gaston. This is Tahir, along with a lot of other syllables. And this is Jenna. And this is Jenna. And Saucy is around here. Keep your hands on your purse. He's very tricky. Yes, and this is his new lovely wife and part of the problem. I have no idea what her name is because she doesn't speak Aryan language.
I don't remember out of character.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry. You gave it to me in, like, 2 seconds, and it was never mentioned again.
Well,
as we call her your wife.
Well, would you like me to tell you her name again?
Yes, please.
Your lovely wife.
Let me pull it up.
I need to add another person to this list here.
I think this is the same one as last time. No, I changed the name. Right. Hefona.
Hefona. That doesn't sound the same.
Huh. No, it doesn't. Because I forgot to write down her name.
Not very exciting, is it?
No, it was something else. It was Miriona.
Oh, Miriona. You're right.
Miriona.
That's much better.
Sorry. I remember because I went, oh, like Nero. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. It was Nero with IA.
Neronia.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to write that down. I feel dumb. Oh, well. Life goes on. My wife is... Don't call her...
Yeah, don't use another name.
Your name's Hefona,
wife. The stabbing will begin.
Oh, it's the... Oh, Hefona!
sorry! No! Failed my intelligence check. Damn it!
Okay.
Of course, part of the problem. You see, we were transported here, what was it, yesterday? Oh, yesterday morning, really. Was it yesterday morning?
Actually, it's been about a week. You guys spent walking the woods.
We've been here for a short time. And, when we were transported into these lovely circumstances, why don't you take that one, Orby? It is kind of your mess. Yes.
Somehow I managed to end up in her bed.
I can't say that's necessarily a bad thing.
No, it wasn't.
That's what I thought as well. Yes.
It's okay, I understand. There's a magical laptop sitting in front of you.
No, I'm trying to... I have 8 skill points that haven't been assigned.
So you see little numbers appearing above his head, plus one to concentration.
Sorry, he's leveling.
Just a moment.
He's on his leveling up screen, waiting.
I ended up in her bed and was kind of surprised and shocked that I was in bed with a woman. And attempted to talk to her, and the next thing I know, I'm married.
Not that he hasn't been in bed with a woman before, I would take it, really, unless he's, that way.
Well,
oh my god,
you're not
a woman.
That way, are you?
No.
So there we are. You have been in bed with a woman before.
I'm 19.
He has been in bed with a woman before.
Not necessarily.
Comes from a barbaric land, they do those things.
Actually, your land, you do not do that before marriage, lest both of you lose genitalia.
I know. I'm 19.
Entirely unimportant. Moving on.
Yes, and the problem is what?
Well, she's supposed to apparently have married the king's half-brother. to create a treaty to end the civil war.
Is it the king's half-brother?
It's
the king's brother.
King's brother. sorry, King's brother, to end a civil war that we didn't even know existed.
Yes. Bloody civil war. Lots of killing.
We noticed.
Yes.
Lots of bandits.
Wasn't like a Robin Hood?
I fireball them, don't ask questions.
Yes, yes, I summoned lots of kobolds and had them thrashed repeatedly.
Well, you
that's enough translator.
Then you would have to go speak with King.
Yeah, we do. We need to fix the issue and get this straight before we leave, because we have to go back.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have two things ahead of us. We need to deal with this, of course, and for that we would like some sort of a translator of some...
In desperate need of a translator. The translator that we hired lost control of his horse when we were attacked by bandits, and we were unable to find him. He ran off into the woods.
Presumably still running in a straight line with the horse, you know. And the other thing is, of course, we wish to procure transport back to where we came from.
Well, I will see how the transport goes, but the king should have a translator.
Oh. So how do we seek an audience with the king?
Well, you want to do this your way or their way?
We should probably do it their way.
Easy way.
Right.
Which way is has less bloodshed involved in, you know?
Then definitely their way.
Yeah, well, lovely, that would be good.
Yes, well,
Which way involves less death on our part?
Well, their way, technically.
Technically?
Technically.
I don't want to die on a technicality.
Well, unless you're wearing red, you shouldn't have any problems.
Are any of us wearing... Oh, damn.
Right.
Excuse me, I need to go change. Is there a place I can go out to your other garments?
There's the general store right over there.
Lovely. And I will go procure a non-red cloak.
Well,
I'm procuring a non-red cloak.
In addition, one of your females must engage in a ritualistic duel.
That should be well and good. He also has a lot of experience in that matter.
To the death.
Then there's also you.
To the death?
Oh. Lovely.
Where's that belt of ginger change when we need it?
Who would we strap it to? Oh.
Just because it's funny.
Yeah, but he'd go down in a fight in 5 minutes, or 5 seconds flat.
I would last 6 seconds. That is a round, mind you.
As long as I don't have to fight his wife. Because I wouldn't be able to make him choose between me and
him. Well, we have two lovely females. Oh, we have one lovely female and one dwarf. That is available for this.
A kick to the groin, I believe, is necessary for that response, that statement.
That's it. I'm just going to have to prove that I'm worthy. Worthy of adventuring with somebody who doesn't think that I am.
There's a cat in the sink.
There's a hole in the bucket.
Where
dear Liza, dear Liza.
Get down. Where's the water? Thank you. Anyway. Thank
you.
I feel better.
Right,
but that is what you must do to gain audience.
I don't know what some kind of made up to me.
Okay. Well, if you could give us nice directions to the car.
It is that large, imposing structure over there.
Ah, yes. Is there anything else we should know before we head in that direction?
Yes, there are a number of laws. First, you are not to approach after 6 o'clock lest you be killed.
Yeah. And what time is it now, will be?
5:50.
Yeah, well.
Where then?
This is going to have to be something we deal with in the morning.
I agree.
Because I don't know about you, I do not wish to be killed on the technicality of it being 6 o'clock.
In addition,
kill it all, really.
You must bring a gift.
A gift. Yes. Any kind of guidelines on said gift?
No, but if you... Well, something definitely fine.
Yeah.
Worth quite a lot. If he is displeased with your gift, you will be thrown to the lions.
So, do we have any more of those rubies left?
I have one ruby left.
And finally,
that might do it.
You are not to look him in the eye.
Yeah, not look the king in the eye. Perfectly understandable gesture. It's very, 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 very offensive to do so.
I have a poison dagger.
Yeah, you are. Just remember, you are not his equal.
Yes, yes, not equal. Some of us are more equal than others, but we are not equal than him. Not look him in the eye.
Good luck.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We will hopefully return.
Best of luck.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Hulkvar.
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 Hulkvar. Oh, apologize, of course. We will see you again, Hulkvar. Thank you very much.
Yes. Good luck.
I guess we go back to the inn then. Unless anyone wants to wander about at night. After
these guys are gone. Those three are gone. He is gone. He's still there. He's now behind the counter.
And the floor is permanently stained with blood?
Somewhat.
Before we ever go... Oh! Yeah. Before I do forget, we're staying at an inn here in town, and I'll give him the name of the place.
Good inn.
Yes, there is a gentleman I ran into there, and I'll describe him with a cat. Seems to be studying up on summoning demons to promote the destruction of the world.
We'll look into that.
No problem. His cat was very nice. But, yes.
Just a little.
So, go back to the inn. Back to the inn. I'm not hearing any objections, so we go back to the inn.
No. Back to the inn.
Go ahead and put your guys in your respective rooms. The female rogue is still sitting quite pleasantly in the corner.
You haven't gotten that far, trust me.
This is me, right?
Yes, that's you.
Okay. Looks kind of flat-chested.
Well, it's also a guy.
Oh, that would be why. Yeah. Okay.
Most men are flat-chested.
I don't know. We watched Quarantine today, and that was a pretty...
Yeah, we couldn't tell. It wasn't until we watched the...
Saggy-breasted man.
Yeah. It wasn't until we watched the making of it, making of Quarantine, that we found out that it was a guy and not a woman. Because you couldn't tell.
Right. I refused to watch that movie because it looked retarded.
Yeah, it was pretty crap.
Oh, look, they're dying to a zombie. How would they survive Left 4 Dead? Anyway.
No, there wasn't a zombie. There was lots of zombies by the end of the movie.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are in your room. When I need everyone to give me wonderful notice checks.
Oh, lovely.
I get a mighty 9, because, you know, I am the most...
I got a 15.
Okay.
27.
Good roll.
Does my wife get a notice check?
No.
No, she's busy with you.
Already? We just got back to the room.
You killed a man for her. Or you fought for her. Hello?
She's already got your laces undone.
She's already trying to peel off my armor. And I'm like, wait, did you hear something?
Well, you didn't hear anything. You didn't hear anything. Becca, you... Oh,
Fick. 22 for Fick.
You need a 25. You got
that's fine.
27, right? Okay. Becca, well,
there's no way I could get a 20.
Yeah.
I'd have to roll a natural 20 to do it myself.
As you're sitting there, you hear something begin stalking around. And I use the word stalking...
Like a rat?
Something heavier than that. It kind of sounds a little taloned.
Saucy?
Saucy's next to you.
Saucy?
Ah! No. It's obviously trying to be quiet.
Can I tell where it's coming from?
I did want to talk to Fick to see if he could secure the door.
Okay, can I try to sneak out? Because
he does have craft trap making.
See, I was going to go for Trap Master, but that class just sucks so much.
I got a 20.
20, okay.
On my stuff.
Pose versus his notice, which is a 6.
You're like...
Plus... he doesn't have... Plus...
19. Holy so it's a 25. Okay, so you kind of...
I do want to see if Fick can set up like a
makeshift trap,
makeshift thing on the door to.
Yeah, he was going to do that for you.
I can't get stabbed.
You want me to go ahead and roll for him?
Yes.
He has a plus 11 to his trap making, so. Which is a 22 for him.
So. Okay. He will have the trap. I'm not telling you what it does.
That's fine. Whatever he does, it's a 22. This is craft.
Where is that? Oh, I need something of appropriate menacing nature.
And obviously, since we have... At this point, I don't know what's going on. So this time, I'm going to be studying the book.
Okay. To get used to it.
Get used to it.
All right, well, this is not the mummy that attacked you last session.
Damn it, it's the mummy that attacked us last session.
Oh, let's see. Becca, you see him turn to look at you as you look to see him. It's a gaunt, humanoid-ish creature that stinks of decay. It has pointed ears, large curved horns, and a mouth of jagged teeth. It kind of looks a bit like that. The one that's dripping blood, as apparently.
The thin one?
Yes.
That's the giant mass.
No, the really thin one.
What is it?
It's a nasty thing.
And it looks like it was a...
It's a bad thing.
It's bad.
It looked like it was about to go into Ethan's room until it noticed you noticing it.
I know what section of the book he's in, but I don't know.
At which point he turns and hisses and says, roll initiative.
That's what he says.
Roll initiative. Doo-doo-doo. And starts doing this.
Round one. Fight.
Can Sassy be behind me?
Oh yes, he would of course be behind you. He's incredibly curious. I'm sorry, I don't think I would do Sassy justice if... What? You heard something? Where?
It's like, I'm not interested.
He'd be gone. He'd be out in the hallway before...
14 plus 1 is 15. And Saucy's probably got a plus 5. That's a 6. Go Sassy. Alright. It reacts first. Go ahead. It quickly moves to you.
Do you want to go in the garage?
It takes its claws in kind of a stab-like motion and attempts to stick you with them. 6 plus 14 is 20.
Ouch!
I assume that hits?
I don't have a very good AC.
She let a yell and curl your hair.
Okay. Well, he stabs you, because it's the first round. You will take 14 points of damage.
I say, ow, really, really loud.
You guys can hear a shriek, and you guys will get to roll initiative next turn. Becca, you get to go, as you now have this creature's hand planted in you.
What the hell is that sound?
It's the ice maker.
It's the ice maker. Oh. You were not ready to ask that.
I am swinging with
my
axe.
Why is the ice maker going? No one's been using any ice.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
That puts my turn.
You got a 19?
Yes.
Awesome.
25.
Nice.
Nice to hear.
Instant kill?
Yep. 25 will definitely hit. Roll your physical damage and your electrical damage separately, please.
This is my physical damage. 3.
Plus the strength modifier.
I gave it already.
She doesn't have a strength modifier.
Oh. I have a plus 1.
Oh, okay.
And...
Don't forget we have Betty's.
A 6 on my electrical damage.
Well, you scrape across its skin and it doesn't really seem to care that you hit it with an axe. However, it gives that nice little...
Then its eyes widen probably a little bit at that.
And it goes. And it hisses again. At this point, baring its teeth.
Does Saucy get to go?
Saucy will indeed get to go.
If he can get around me.
Let's see, what are Saucy's spells?
He probably casts Hideous Laughter on it.
Okay. Hideous we'll laughter. Try Hideous Laughter. Yeah. First, he has to make a spell resistance check and fail the spell resistance. So he casts the spell, and he just goes...
Huh?
It's resistant to magic.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Now all of you guys get to roll initiative.
25.
She didn't quite get all of your armor off.
Like, I heard that.
No!
13 for me.
Just hold that thought, please. Okay. Nathan?
I run into the hallway.
Initiative.
25.
Okay, Vic?
Do you want Fick to roll his own, or just go on mine?
There's only one bad guy in this encounter, so it's not terribly hard.
Right.
It's only when there's, like, a horde of people that your NPCs go at the same time
plus
as you.
Three, probably, at least. There it is. Plus two.
Three! The midges just aren't reacting very quickly to this. And go ahead and roll for your... Go ahead and roll for Neria.
Who is now?
Natural 20.
In her robe. So
23, I think?
Yeah. Well, you react first, Nathan. The door is closed.
I burst open the door and run out and look.
5, open the door, 10, 15, 20.
I see that thing.
Yeah, you're kind of like...
First reaction is to magic missile it.
Okay. You are unable to do it this turn because you had to open the door. And you had to run out.
Well, that sucks.
It's two movement actions.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Your wife grabs a javelin and falls quickly. We then go to his turn. Oh, gall.
What?
This assassination is going so poorly.
What, that he got noticed?
Gone. It's an assassination attempt.
Okay.
The damn nobles back in Deforia that are pissed off.
I'm guessing it's probably the nobles here.
He will now go ahead and rip you open with both claws and attempt to sink a
trying to get into my room.
Okay.
22 and 19.
Oh, yeah.
That kills you, doesn't it?
That I'm rolling to hit.
Those were to hit.
I was like, that's damage. That kills her.
Oh, heavens. I wish it did that much damage. And I'm assuming a natural one will miss you.
Guessing, yeah.
Okay. 17 more points of damage. He goes, slash, 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 slash.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ethan.
From 46 to 15, quickly.
I know that Fick did something to the door, so...
So you're stuck.
I'm not going to jump up and open the door. I will actually wait till Fick's turn, so...
Okay, so we'll go ahead and remove that nice little one in front of your...
Yes.
Three. Okay.
Might not matter.
Becca.
I'm gonna hit it again, or try to.
Swing! Bada 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 swing!
Unless a 10 hits.
Oh, heavens no.
But you're right there in front of me.
Saucy.
Let's see, you're injured, right?
Oh, yeah.
How badly are you injured?
I went from 46 to 15.
Okay. I'm not sure if he has his spell memorized, but for the benefit of the doubt, he'll cast invisibility on you.
That was a spell that he specifically took.
That is a spell he specifically took.
That's the one that he added. It cannot see you unless you swing at it.
Awesome. Do I know that I'm invisible
Yes.
now?
Yeah, you still should have a couple Cure Moderate potions that we gave you, too.
Yeah, it pops up on your heads-up display. You are invisible.
Yeah, it says invisible up in the corner. Not detected.
Think free flies and pulls a rope.
Looks like it's safely open now. Lovely. And open the door.
Oh,
I go. Hey, what's going on? I'll peer out and look to see.
You see that sort of thing, and there's now kind of blood shooting out further down the hallway.
Do I recognize what that thing?
Give me knowledge planes.
I have planes too.
Oh, then go ahead and give me knowledge planes.
I have. That's a 28 on
28.
My
28.
Oh, my knowledge planes.
Unnatural
is plus
20.
Okay. Nathan, you recognize it
this
as
is my
a,
expertise.
You know, recognize as a Baobu. You're not quite. You're like, it's Baobu. It's not a greater demon. It's a medium demon. What? It's some sort of demon. You're like, oh, Ethan, it's an assassination demon.
Oh, bloody hell!
It's a demon sent out specifically those who are bearing some sort of mark.
Okay.
Although it's not, you know, omniscient, it does have to do good old-fashioned searching for its targets.
Right.
hence why it has skills.
What is it?
It's an assassination demon.
What is it?
It's assassination demon. It's sent after someone with some with a mark on them of some kind. So one of us has been marked, obviously.
What is it?
Sorry. It's a
demon.
It's a
would I know it? Would I know its vulnerabilities at all?
Yes, you would know. As vulnerable as demons get,
right.
They're immune to electricity. So actually, this didn't do anything.
Oh, damn it!
Poison. It's also resistant to acid, cold, and fire. It's magically resistant, and it's impervious to anything that is not forged from cold iron or is a holy blade.
I'll iterate this information during my turn to them, and that will probably be my turn. So,
crap.
Okay.
True Strike makes it a holy blade.
I'm gonna
no, it doesn't.
I'm going to find a way
and cast magic weapon, which makes your weapon a magical plus one.
Okay, so that was Ethan and Fick. Top of the round, Nathan.
True Strike just gives you a plus one to your next melee.
I thought magic weapon created a floating weapon that fought.
No, that's
spiritual
that's
weapon.
Spiritual weapon. Cleric spell.
That's a cleric spell. Okay. Well, I will look at it.
You no longer see Becca, although there's certainly this bloody outline of where Becca used to be.
I'm just going to shoot magic missile at it.
Okay, go ahead and give me a caster check.
Is it highly resistant to magic, or me?
Spellcast? Spellcraft?
No, just your wizard level.
So plus six?
Your wizard level, not character level.
Six. Oh, three.
Three. There you go.
17.
Your magic missile will affect it.
And I get two now!
Woohoo!
How's that go? I do both hands. Oh,
that sucks.
Three and four, so 7 points of damage.
Seven. Okay, he will take seven and go as
in his back.
So he turns.
Yeah, since his original target is now invisible. Jerk.
I think I hit it.
So be careful.
I have an idea. After I use the magic missile, I pull out that cloak with the yellow.
Do I know about its? Do I know about its protective slime? Because I don't want to warn them about it. Okay. It secretes a slime that's acidic to normal substances. So when you hit it, be careful.
I hold up the cloak with the eye on it.
Looks at you with that look of like.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Crack job.
Apparently, it's not after this.
Yeah. So I have nothing to say. I don't know.
I wonder who it's after.
Your wife will throw.
No idea, old shot. Thing.
Get up. God damn it! I don't think she hit.
What'd you roll?
She
has a total of plus.
When I finally stopped cocking it on frickin' pens and power cords, I got a 17.
Alright, she has a total of a plus 9, so...
26.
You will definitely hit. Her spear's unable to affect it. She kinda goes... You think that was probably some sort of swear word? 15, his turn.
Walks up to this rat bastard.
Rip, bite! Here's the ripping, plus 12. Critical and a 29. And his bite...
What the fuck?
Is a 17. He doesn't do much damage.
That doesn't hit me.
Lots of attacks. Not much damage. Unlike your Ogre King, who... Lots of damage, not many swings. 15. Ooh, be glad you got some hit points this level. 14... 29.
Do you still have...
29?
Ogre can do that.
That is a critical, as well. Which is why I did so much.
Yeah, you just took me from 53 to 27.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the bottom of the round, Becca.
Step back so he can get out. I'm drinking a potion.
Drink that potion. If it's cure moderate, it's 2d8 plus
3.
Yeah, I don't think you want to roll mine. Mine's been rolling like crap, but...
Roll averagely.
13.
13 hit points.
Then we go down to Michael.
He's got a plus one. Well, had a plus one short sword.
Do we know if he memorizes magic missile?
Sure he did.
I'm sure that's like the one, the first level spell that we all memorized.
Okay.
I have it memorized twice.
He will fail the cast. It sputters on his magic resistance.
Useless!
Huh? He keeps rolling poorly.
Use some other die. That die sucks. For anything but the monster.
So far, rolling all four dice, I still fail every time. 2, 2, 7, 7.
Yeah, you roll like 15s and 20s for the monster.
But see, it's a monster, and it's not like I'm hiding my rolls. I never hide my rolls.
It's crazy.
All right, Fick. Kind of pats you on the back and waits for you to do something.
I use Summon Monster 2 to summon a Lantern Archon.
Oh, suck.
I have that spell, too. Summon Monster 2?
The Summon Monster... I have to summon it where I can see, so yeah.
Yeah, over there.
So I will actually summon it as far off as I can.
I memorized Mel's Acid Arrow. I memorized...
At which point it will trigger...
I did not memorize Summon Monster 2. I wonder why I didn't memorize Summon Monster 2.
Okay, at which point a magic circle against evil always surrounds this Archon.
Oh.
Which means it goes...
So I do have to overcome his spell resistance for it to affect him at all.
Stupid.
Well, better than Michael.
Dude,
that would be a 21 to beat his spell resistance.
That will succeed.
So let's see. We all gain the effects of... It's going to last for 30 minutes. It's in a 30-foot radius emanation from him. From the Archon. We all gain the benefits of protection from evil, and no non-good summoned creature can enter the area.
And it will get both its rays.
Mm-hmm. Just seeing what exactly the magic circle is going to do.
It's basically plus 2 on your AC, plus 2 on your saves, and no evil person can be summoned in it.
Right.
It's already in it.
But what that means is it can't summon buddies.
Yeah, it can't summon
which all demons have the ability to do.
Yeah.
It just hasn't done.
We don't want that.
I took 2 Melf's Acid Arrows... And I didn't take a third second level spell.
Range touch. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing.
12 range touch and a 20 range touch.
Succeeds. Both of those are holy, so it will ignore its damage reduction.
It says it ignores any damage reduction of any type, so.
Okay. It says its touch attacks are d6s.
Yes. I got them right here.
You hold the power of a muscle man.
No. He summons something.
It's a total of 5, 8 damage.
Oh, he really hisses at that.
Basically, a ball of light appears in front of you. You feel better, and it zaps him. It zaps the thing with 2 rays of light.
Did it give me points?
No, but we're all under the effect of a protection from evil spell now in this 30-foot area, which is what, plus 1 to our AC?
Plus
2. Plus 2 to our AC.
So and also plus 2 on any saves versus his crap.
Yes, so remember that.
Plus 2 on AC and plus 2 on saves?
This door opens right here. There's an annoyed-looking cleric.
Who goes, what the holy?
A fighter steps out of this room.
So the cleric opens the door and goes, huh.
The room next to him,
now,
a sorcerer steps.
The real question is it a good cleric or an evil cleric?
And running up the stairs is the woman you saw before.
Woohoo! Hello, adventurers.
As I said, there were adventurers sleeping in the inn. Okay. The cleric... fails to overcome spell resistance. Sorcerer? Oh, come on. I'll burn one of my bennies. Thank you. He does. He charges. Swings with his weapon.
Pokes himself in the eye.
Alright.
Forgets that he left his axe in his room and goes back.
The sorcerer at least does hit with a additional
6, 9 points of damage, so he's at, now he's up to 24, and this is quickly going against the demon. Oh, crap. Top of the round, Nathan.
I will take a...
Why did I attack a tavern with two adventuring groups in it?
I'll take a freeze 5 step back.
Okay.
And I guess I have to make my concentration check first.
Nope. If you're taking a free fight back, you do not need to make a concentration.
I will attempt to cast Melf's Acid Arrow.
He did say that it was resistant or immune to acid.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, I'll shoot it with another magic missile then.
There you go.
17 that time.
That will overcome. You will overcome.
I will overcome. I know, we're bad.
Yes, we're terrible. But that's fine.
5 and 4. 9 points of damage.
Yep, quickly going against the demon.
Like holding my side where I'm bleeding all over the place.
Okay, your wife will step in front of you.
Oh god.
And she'll go full defensive. Blocking you. And screaming something, and you can see the cleric at the go.
Yeah,
crosses himself. Whoa. Anywho.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Demon.
Your wife swears like a sailor, old Dean.
Well, he could... he could stay around.
Meanwhile, in that circle, it's...
It's so sweet, it's so cold, puberty...
All right, well... he's going to do one... If he's going to do one thing, he's going to take out this... Just because he hates stupid angel archon things.
AC is a mighty 15.
Okay, plus purple two is bite.
Oh, 17. That will hit. That's a 19.
Plus two claws. But hit with a claw, hit with a bite. He is evil.
Uh-huh. You think?
That's 14 points.
Oh.
It's not 4 hit points.
It's no longer so happy here.
Give it a moment. The angelic choir goes,
oh.
It's like the sound of a record scratch.
Becca.
I'll magic missile as well.
Damn the magic missile! Quick, nuke it!
So, I'm probably not going to get this, right?
D20, add your wizard level.
No.
You could always burn bennies. But of course, you do have a ritualistic duel coming up.
Yeah, I'll just say my spell fails.
My last first level spell was summon monster 1. What can I summon that would be good against this?
Vic continues patting you on the back quite eagerly. It's your turn.
I summon another one. I summon another.
Imagine Archon.
Oh! The angelic choir picks back up.
And it's flying, so actually I'm going to, about as far as... Where's about as far I can see through all this mess?
You can see into Becca's room.
Okay. I pop it in there, so it's not in his thing, so it can do its little movement stuff. So it's going to move all the way back here, and then continue to zap him. Let's,
it only gets one zap this time, though.
That's fine. The spell resistance for the thing, that's a 16.
That will overcome.
Okay, so he is overcome. That's we get the plus twos again, all that from Magic Circle.
The angelic choir picks up.
Yes. Cue it back up. Plus two, range touch. 13, range
that'll touch.
For 5 points of damage.
Owie. Priest, we'll overcome this time. A holy searing light comes out.
Nice.
What do you do? Cast flame strike?
Searing light.
Searing light.
I didn't know searing light did 3d8 points of damage.
It's based on your level.
Oh. It's based on level. I think doesn't do extra on demons or something like that. Or no, it's undead.
Yeah, it's undead. Okay, so 14 more. So he's now up to 52. This is a very sad demon. The sorcerer,
taking a lot of
concentration check, succeed.
High.
Spell resistance check, succeed.
This thing's getting platooned here.
Owie, 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 owie. It's up to 61, still not down. fighter screams something probably to the extent of, hey, stop backing off.
Coward!
Swings, hits,
trips,
swings.
And hits himself in the face with
misses. Okay, 2d6. Will not overcome. No, it'll overcome by one, so he gets 1 point of damage. Owie.
Owie.
Rogue's like,
I was like, oh.
I got this. Top of the round, Nathan.
With my summon monster one, what can I cast? What can I bring in that would be celestial?
That would be not a damn thing, really.
That's my last first level spell.
Summon monster one. You could use it to bring in a soul, like a
celestial badger,
like a celestial badger or something.
Yeah, you could do that.
What good does it do to have a celestial template on a badger?
It means it overcomes his damage reduction.
Yeah.
Well, I will go.
Go, badger, go!
Okay, and what's the attack bonus to hit for a badger? Plus one, isn't it?
Badgers are, until they get hit, are not the most scary things.
Baboon,
eight, badger. Plus four.
22.
Okay.
And how many attacks does it get?
Two claws and one bite. The bite's at minus one.
Yeah.
The second claw is an 18.
18 will miss.
Vorpal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shout with his chainsaw. You would go before he made it to the woodshed, and now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Zaderman,
and this is Chris,
and we're the Other Scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders. And you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.gmdice.com.
There's a 17.
Okay. So hit with one claw, which is
1d4?
D2 minus 1.
What?
So 1.
1 point of damage, pretty much. Yeah,
1 point of damage.
And that overcomes. But it does take the damage.
It does take the damage.
That would have been funny if that knocked it out.
Okay, it, she can't do anything at this point. At this point, he decides that this assassination has gone to hell, and he doesn't like hell because he's from the Abyss. So he'll teleport away and come back another day. Hookers.
We're the hookers. He tried to assassinate us. Sons
of a... It was only going to stab Ethan. Well, it was going to find Ethan and then possibly move on.
Are you looking for something? You're wandering around.
No.
Oh.
And the cat walked in on
they opened the door. I take it was me. She has a little tan one. Yes, she wants attention. I'm going to drink one of my pure moderate potions.
Go for it. The adventuring group kind of goes, other than that.
5.
Mutters something and then goes back into their rooms.
5 is 13 plus 3.
Thank you!
16.
Was that a you're welcome?
I have absolutely no idea.
With the lantern archon, we'll disappear.
Well, I guess I'll sleep for some more hit points. Does anybody want me to try heal checks? I have a plus 4 now.
That might...
Right ahead, Orbe.
Can I do it to myself?
Yeah.
I can't do it to myself?
Oh, no. Sorry. No. This is D&D. It doesn't allow that.
Actually, it can. She has the self-sufficient... self-sufficient feat.
Oh, I don't. I don't have hardly any feats. I only have 1 feat?
What?
You also have not been getting your feats. You have 2 more you need to get.
Yeah.
I have 3 special abilities.
That's different. Make sure you have
feats. Yeah, I'm fine. My little friend here has the heal skills. So.
He's just got a plus 8.
Oh, by the way, honey, that toughness you took is actually supposed to be improved toughness, which gives you an extra hit point per level.
Oh.
She only has 1 feat.
She only has 1 foot.
She only has 1 foot. How
so
do you
she's
stand?
Really hobbling around.
You have 2 more feats that you need to take. But that toughness is actually supposed to be improved toughness, which gives you 1 hit point per level.
What's this plus 3 hit points?
That's just once.
That's the normal toughness.
That's the normal toughness. I replaced it with improved toughness, because their toughness sucks.
The old toughness worked was 1 hit point per level.
That is far more worthy of a feat than 3 hit points.
Yes. Alrighty then.
Glad to see you letting my sandal.
Is everyone quite alright?
I rolled an 18.
Oh dear.
Well, no, I got an 18.
We need to deal with that king immediately if you've been marked by them.
You see me finish drinking a potion. If I've been marked by them, what happens?
Well, if you've been marked by them, then that assassin demon could come back. Although I think you probably will think twice about doing it this evening. But if we get taken care of tomorrow, it'll be quite alright.
Alright, well, we'll have to find a temple tomorrow then. Rapidly running out of money here.
College students running out of money? Never!
Hey, could you have a look at our dwarf friend, see if you could patch up some of her wounds?
Yes, the beetle roots will do nice right here. Let me stick some beetles on that wound.
27.
The beetles help.
He's like, chewing on something, spits it out, and slathers it on your wound.
It'll keep the maggots out.
How many points am I getting for this?
You get double your hit points.
You double your hit points. Instead of 6, you'll heal 12.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's worth it.
It's really nice when you guys don't have, like, a cleric or anything.
And we don't have a cleric.
Well, that's just fine. Usually you guys are in a school with cure potions just kind of oozing out the walls.
No, we have to buy them. They're 50 gold apiece.
Yes, but you also have a monthly allowance of 200 gold pieces each.
Too bad we didn't get that before we left.
Just before... After you guys go to the finals, you realize that all the seniors are lined up in the stand going, "Hi, you buying potions too?" So where do you think you're going to wind up going?
No, I'm sure it'll be interesting, though.
Well, now we know.
It seems that every year...
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
What's the other half?
Violence!
Killing these commie sons of bitches. Well, you guys will have survived the demon assassination attempt.
Lovely.
So why was it after you?
Well, we don't know it was after me.
No, I'm thinking out of character, though. Why was it after you? Oh, because you sold that gem.
Probably.
You know, I might think it was after me because it came after me in the hallway.
Yeah. It could have been after anyone. Remember, it's not omniscient. It has to still find who it's trying to kill.
Yeah, so...
Honestly, maybe Fix marked.
Could be Fix. Yeah, it could be any of us, but obviously it's somebody. So... It's logical to assume at this point that it's you.
Could have been one of the adventurers, too.
Well, apparently it wasn't after the cloak that I have, though. I figured... Maybe it's this breastplate. Pull the breastplate out. Still carrying that stupid thing around, going... It's got an evil, leering face on it.
Well, you do have to remember who it came from.
Yeah. Hey, Saucy, is this thing magic? He has Identify.
Well, you guys could also cast Detect Magic.
I'll cast Detect Magic.
Go ahead and give me the list of all the stuff you guys have, since I assume you throw it in a pile.
It's just a breastplate with a sneer on it. It's what I got off one of those guys that we killed all the way back in that town.
Oh, yes! That is an Eaglum. Magical.
I don't really have any.
Savi?
So does the cloak. You guys have 100 gold pieces worth of magically pearls laying around? Just give me 100 gold pieces and you can identify them.
Who has
more
platinum pieces?
Ten more platinum pieces.
Okay.
He will be able to identify the breastplate as plus one. The sneering face is just kind of how he wanted it made.
Can we get that hammered out?
Oh, yeah. You just have to take it to a blacksmith, and it'll cost a few gold.
Get rid of that face.
And the...
Make it a smiley face. It's like, hey.
Why is your smiley face a fangs? And the cloak is really a cloak heavy. Of resistance plus one. Adds plus one to all your saves.
Nice.
Let's see. Who should be wearing that? Not me. How about the meat target over here?
Not necessarily the meat target, but I will take it.
You get hit, you go down faster than a sack of down.
It doesn't add to AC. It adds to your saves.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Yes.
I'm the only person that rolls like crap on my saves, but...
Well, and apparently adventurers do, too. They're all like, oh, come on. It's spell resistance. Ugh.
That breastplate is a plus. Is a
plus one breastplate.
Yeah. Oh, poor Evie. She's got a hairball.
Where is she?
Right behind you.
Okay.
It sounds like the cat is dying.
Oh, please.
All right. For the record, the cat is done dying and is not dead. It's only mostly dead. Zombie cat!
She's not even mostly dead.
Oh, okay.
And now she's stealing my minis. Anywho. Well, you guys have...
The breastplate is a plus one, so it has an armor bonus of plus six.
Total. Yep.
Still has an arcane spell failure of 25%, though.
Yes. Until you really get into spell sword, you can't reduce that too terribly much.
Yeah, I need to look at some... Figure out what prestige class I want to go into.
There's
really not any good summoner ones.
No, there isn't. They have the Thaumaturgist, which is retarded.
So I might just have to go for Archmage or something.
Yeah, or we could always just make one up.
That's true. There's that, too. Anyway.
Well, you guys can... You have the full day ahead of you. Just don't be late.
Right. Well, I think we'll be first thing in the morning. We should go deal with this situation. After a hearty breakfast, of course.
Of course.
And I studied the book as best I can.
So. Okay. Basically, what that means is next level, you can take...
Which I probably will.
Toranian.
I'm trying to learn the language as best as I can, talking with my wife and reading from the book.
Of course.
I'm going to learn the language if I'm going to be married.
Because remember, you have to conform to her needs, not the other way around.
I am married. I know this. Being married means putting the needs of another before your own.
Or, unless you're playing Fable, butchering them after about 5 minutes.
Or shaking your butt in their face in the second one. Or farting on them. They seem to get a kick out of that.
Yeah, they seem to get a kick out of farting. Anywho, temple or castle?
Temple, first. For the mark, or whatever the... Her, too. She got injured by it, too.
I have 7 more hit points to heal.
I have 4. That's not what we're going there for. Apparently, if we get injured by this creature, it marks us and it can track us down again.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Not like that. Someone has been marked by someone else for assassination. And that's how this thing found us.
You think it's me?
Logically, it very well could be you.
I guess I have pissed off some people recently.
That's why if we go deal with this immediately, we could hopefully not have to deal with that nasty thing again. So, to the king!
Well, to the temple first.
To the temple first, then to the king!
welcome to the... Buongiorno!
Which temple? There are several.
What? Oh!
No. Tourist. We're not quite that bad. We do have money. Respect of the respect. But what is it we need here?
Said we need to get rid of the mark.
I do believe the only way to do that is going to be to go training. It's going to be to
I love rain.
Sounds like rain. Closing windows.
Well, we should I don't know if they're going to be able to get rid of the mark. Presumably, if it is in relation to what's going on with you,
we can get rid of it by actually
going to the king and dealing with that situation.
Well, you may want to go to the temple, regardless, first to get her healed up.
Okay. Yes.
Since she's going to be the one in the ritualistic duel.
I want my 7 points.
$2.
Oh, I'm fine. You're still sort of damaged.
I'm down 5 hit points.
Did we want to look? Hit points. Did we want to look at some more potions, maybe?
Some what?
More potions.
Oh yay, rain!
Holy shit, that's coming.
I love the sound of rain, though. Love it.
Oh, I just love rain.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Evie.
It's been a very dry winter.
The smell of rain is great, too.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cleansing feeling.
Like not a thunderstorm, but like just a rain shower.
Oh, I love thunderstorms. Probably due to the adrenaline I get from them. Because when I was a kid, they scared the piss out of me.
Yes.
What did?
For those people listening, it is, we are in Kansas, and this is the wonderful weather that we have to deal with, the coming of spring, and so, tornadoes come around, and we're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay, really? Where? Oh, cool.
It's on the other side of town, we're fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I'm gonna go watch TV.
We'll just leave those two.
Don't you hate it when they turn all the channels to the emergency station, you're like, yes. Come on.
Well, right here.
So, did you guys want to get her healed up, or just head straight to the castle?
Yes, I would like to be healed.
How far are you down?
7 points.
You're healed?
Woo!
That'll be 25 gold.
What? Okay.
Churches have to run on money somehow.
Yes, that's...
What's that? How much is it?
25 gold pieces.
For a Cure Light?
For a Cure Light. They can either rely on the donations of their congregation, or they can milk adventurers.
Which one do you think they're going to do? Who's going to need help more often?
And the adventurers usually have the money to pay through the nose.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alright. Well, you guys will head up to the castle and...
No promises, you might lose me.
Alright.
The castle guard will just kind of look at you with this look of, oh look, tourists.
They look at us and go, Americans.
I'm kind of getting sick of that whole...
Well, and hopefully we'll get out of here all in good time, my dear.
We'll be tourists in various other countries as we make our way back.
I'll bow cordially to the guard.
Oh, they suddenly go, oh, okay, well, he's all right.
Yes, of course, I know how to treat people of the upper crust. Oh, yes.
Here we go. They don't look. They do from this to merely this.
Excellent.
Okay. Let's. If they don't impede our progress, we just go to the.
They will let you in since you are cordial enough to be noble.
Of course, I'm a noble. I have that down.
Inside, you'll kind of a grand entry hall and scribe, obviously an elderly gentleman with graying, well, bald with graying hair, what remains, walks up with kind of basically a stack of papers. My phone number.
Hello. We are actually not from around here, and we wish to have a
speak draconic.
Yes, I do, old P. We're not from around here, and we wish to there's an issue that needs to be resolved, and we
yes, we see that you have brought the woman.
Yes, we wish to have a conference with the king, of course, or whoever needs to have a conference with. We wish to resolve the situation immediately. Oh yes, lovely gift.
Pull out that massive ruby.
I'll see if this red ruby meets his choice.
His Majesty's choice, yes.
Of course. Although normally he usually kills anyone who brings him red things. Anywho.
Oh my god.
But we are not from around here. We please extend our deepest apologies for any insults and our ignorance, please. And I'll butter that up as best I can.
Give me a diplomacy, see if you can see how well you butter him up.
I gotta find my diplomacy scale, which is not too snazzy. 18.
18.
I do have knowledge of nobles and...
Okay, I'll give you a synergy for that.
So it'll be 18, 20 then. Yeah.
Okay. He'll head off. He'll come back after about 10 minutes, he says. Well... The king was not overly enthusiastic, but he understands that you're foreigners.
We are, of course, humbled by His Majesty's intelligence and wisdom.
And yours, of course.
After the combat, you may speak with him, assuming your chosen participant survives.
Of course. Well, where is this combat supposed to take place, or be?
Out of there? And who is the king's chosen combatants?
Madame Integra Bloodwind, headmaster of the cavalry.
That would lovely. Sound very good.
She sounds absolutely smashing. Well then, lovely. Are there any rules to this combat?
It is a combat to the death.
The death. And that is all? And obviously, I would anticipate no interference from either, from others on either side.
It's there will be interference of no people.
No people. Excellent.
They suit you up in this... They strip off all of your clothing and give you basically, imagine, like a chainmail bikini.
What?
That,
you are
that,
not allowed to watch.
Remember, if this country is full of perverts, you can imagine what the king is.
Yes.
They, of course, also give you this giant, massive shoulder plate. You're not quite sure what its protective value is, but it's there. And they also give you kind of this small mini skirt and sandals. And they hand you a short sword.
Oh. I don't get my weapons. Okay.
And you're kind of ushered into an arena.
Am I allowed to use magic?
They said
I will ask Fick if there is absolutely any way, or actually I'll get Saucy if he's there, to see if he can switch that sword and switch it out with Fick's short sword, which is a +1 short sword.
He will certainly try. Sleight of hand. Oh, heavens, he's got like a plus
974.
Let's see, I'll go with a DC 30. Oh, halfling. Oh, lovely. Hello, halfling.
You're so cute. Oh, look at the monkey. Look at the monkey.
So you actually have a +1 short sword.
Basically, okay, just walks over and says, look over there.
What?
Am I missing something over here?
It does a D6 +1.
and it's a plus one to your attack roll and damage. If I'm allowed to go up to her at all before the fight, you know, under the nice guise of a pep talk.
That's the theme song for Ghost in the Shell.
Mm-hmm. Under the nice guise of a pep talk, and if they ask us, we need to, of course, pray for her gods need the, you know, religious prayer. Lovely. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Obi. I'll go over there and I'm going to try to,
What was that? Was that reveling in the taste of the fruit, or...?
No, this actually isn't a very good pair.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to try to cast Mage Armor on her.
Okay. Cast Mage Armor on her.
And Bull Strength.
And Bull Strength.
What's the Bull Strength with me again?
And if I have time, True Strike.
After about three, they kind of usher you out.
Just praying, lovely. Where do we spectate from, old man? Please, is it like an open arena or something?
Yeah, it's basically like an open arena.
Armor. Excellent.
So 15.
Yeah, plus 40 your armor. True strike is on your first attack. You get a plus 20.
Just on your first strike, though.
Yes, just on your first melee attack. And bull strength is plus 40 your strength, which gives you a plus 2 to damage in your attack.
So you'll have a plus your melee attack. So. And plus 3 again now.
On top of my 6?
Well, I have a plus 2 to add that, so you'll be a plus 8.
Plus 8. Mm-hmm. And plus 2 to my damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright. Well, Becca, as you're sitting there, of course, you giant ominous gate, and you're like, and it goes.
That would be really funny if it's a halfling.
When you walk out and they begin going, obviously the announcer. The crowd kind of looks and goes, you hear a few?
I will actually go ahead and then I'll cast Comprehend Languages on the two of us.
Okay. Basically, you got here's the up and coming challenger. A foreigner,
so anything old being, you know.
A foreigner dwarf coming to test her metal against.
They did say that no people can have them.
Against the powerful and wise horse master Integra.
She might have a horse.
And at this point, everyone's like.
Apparently, they like this lady, and she probably hasn't lost very often.
Yeah, most likely not.
And out trotting from her side, you see
a lot of horses.
Centaur.
Oh my god!
She's got her hair kind of braided back. She's kind of in the same outfit, minus the skirt, as you might imagine. And
should have gotten her a half wand shield.
Oh crap! I'm half horse and half naked.
Ah hell!
She also has a short sword, and she kind of looks at you, kind of doing the stamps her feet a couple times.
I don't want to kill her.
Fight to the death.
Okay.
Well, it's an initiative check. Between Becca and...
Hey, I got a lucky number.
4?
7.
Oh, 7. Sorry, 4 is my lucky number.
Apparently.
Okay, and her...
8.
Fantastic. She charges you. Swinging her sword mightily.
Does she have improved charge? Because doesn't a charge incur a...
It used to. Wrong edition. She will run up and probably slash you mightily. She got a 19 without even adding in for bonuses. And you will take 6 points of damage. Whack! And then you can hear them shout, does that look like... You can hear the announcer say, does that look like it'd kill a man? And you hear the crowd go, nah!
Are women more entertaining to watch?
Bikinis, I mean.
Oh,
yes. Hello.
I'm glad we did.
My turn.
It is indeed your turn.
Because I have a feeling she would have, like, pulled this poor centaur lady's head off and, like, wore it as a hat.
I get a plus 20, you said?
Yes.
Yep. Which means
plus
you're basically...
Plus my 8?
Yes.
Which means you're going to hit on the first swing.
Yeah, I got a 34.
Yes. Yes, Becca. You hit.
Come on, baby.
Woot!
Alright, now you do a d6 plus your strength modifier at this point.
Just plus
No. Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Plus three.
And then plus one for the sword.
Is it plus three or plus two?
Plus three, because you got an additional plus two to your strength.
Okay. Four plus...
three is seven, plus one is eight.
Yeah.
He goes, you slash her back, and she kind of rears up, and you can hear the crowd go, does it look like that, Killer Man? Not particularly.
Crowd's like, oh, she hit back hard.
All right, well,
that
she's
might
not
be
dead.
The only hit I get.
Well, she swings, and she will hit. She swings a second time. And does not provoke a magical reaction. You'll take seven. Once again, it seems, from what you two are getting now, Becca, you're of course in the heat of the moment, you really don't know what the hell's going on, other than you're being stabbed by a horsewoman, is that they're rating if the blow would kill a person.
So the battle to the death is based off of what the crowd thinks.
Yes.
Ah, interesting. I'm really glad we didn't send my wife in there, because she probably would have killed this poor lady.
Yeah, most likely. All right, then.
It is now your turn, Becca.
Looking at my spells. I'm gonna try hitting her. I need to see how hard I need to hit in order to actually hit her without magic.
Mm-hmm. We have a get into blood. The bull strength gives you a plus two to your hit to hit as well.
Yeah, I have plus eight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's got it all added up.
20.
That will hit.
A natural 20. So nine.
Oh, look at that! And then it enters the third round, and you hear the announcer scream, "Every third round requires whirling blades!" Kind of racing out of the floor, you see whirling blades begin spinning across the entire arena. Go ahead and give me a reflex to dodge.
I stand up, I'm like, holy hell!
Would this be acrobatics?
No, this is a reflex.
Reflex. Eight.
You will get hit by a blade. Taking 7 points of damage. Whoosh. She will also get hit and take three. Ah! And the crowd's like...
Every third round.
Wait. I have the song for this.
In that confusion,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to summon a shadow.
Okay. You summon a shadow. Give me a notice check.
Eight.
You don't notice a damn thing. There's a shadow there now. Why is it moving on its own?
I have no idea. Stop that.
Right, stop that.
At this point, you see a shadow begin moving towards you guys. And she kind of... She turns and looks at it like...
Sorry. Trying to help there.
Ethan, go ahead and roll a d6. 1 through 3, it attacks the centaur. 4 through 5, it attacks Becca. Okay, it attacks the centaur. Go ahead and give me an attack.
It's a touch attack.
Yeah, I understand.
21 touch attack.
That will hit.
Saps. 3 strength.
She kind of goes, shrinks a little. But it is now her turn, and she will attempt to stab you. With the minus 2, that is a 18.
Yes.
Okay, is that York over there right here?
You will take minus 2, you bastard. 7 points of damage. Now your turn.
Did now you can get even a out wand there. Of heal?
It's not round 4 yet. Can't say anything with you.
And this thing will be around for... Five rounds.
Does the same thing happen if I summon something, or if only someone attempts to interfere?
You don't know.
No clue.
Even the summoner was a tad bit surprised.
Oh, yeah. Of course, when that happens, I try to cancel the spell. I'm sure nothing happens.
Yep. So,
yeah. I'm going to try Magic Missile.
Lovely.
Okay.
See what happens.
You'll step back. Magic Missiler. Roll. Just damage.
I was going to say, what is it, a d4 plus 1?
D4 plus 1 per two. Your third level, right?
Yes.
You get two.
Six.
Okay, so...
Four, plus one. I mean, equal
so
plus
five.
Plus two.
And then a second one.
You get a second missile. So that's a five.
Oh,
plus
oh
roll again.
Okay.
Plus another three. So
eight.
Okay. Oh! She's at this point kind of staggering, kind of hanging down on one knee.
Does that look like it would kill a man?
Yes.
No! Oh, come on, you wankers!
I'm not looking too hot myself here.
Bunch of cream falls down and hits the back of your head.
Don't.
Shut it, foreigner!
Swear at them in their own language.
Like, saucy? Get you what they have.
He's like, okay. This is the first time you've actually condoned him stealing something. So
okay,
he's
back up. You're swimming. Oh no, you just
magic missiled.
Fourth round! This is insane!
I'll press the digitation, you know, and clean.
But
myself.
Doesn't usually last four rounds.
Round four! Is the pits!
You know what's the pits? It's a freaking test!
Go ahead and give me a reflex to avoid the pits.
Forget your bennies.
Woohoo!
Ooh, 20.
Nice. I'll go ahead and benny her roll. Oh, God. Alright. You dodge out of the way, but she falls down a pit. And... Okay. She falls down the pit and goes, oh, that's it for her! The Ferner wins!
Are you okay?
Okay, sorry. Yes, of course. Good. Got a good show.
She okay?
Yeah, she is.
Gave her last fall.
She is okay. It looks like you had to do 10 points of damage in a single swing.
Oh, but I didn't do that.
No, you didn't.
I won by default. That's
the pit did 10 points of damage.
Yeah, I know, but
you didn't take 10 points, so.
Anywho,
a victory is a victory. Take it and leave it. Now,
Johnny good show, Johnny good show! Nice maneuvering her into that pit, eh?
He owes me.
As she's kind of all slashed up.
I don't feel well.
Yes, she has a potion.
You guys will be escorted out. And you are allowed to see the king.
I'll hand her. If you don't already have one, I'll hand you.
I have potions.
Okay.
I have two cure lights and two cure moderates. For now, I'll take a cure light, unless somebody decides they want to fight me later.
Oh. I do.
I have 29.
We punch each other in the head.
It is. Good show, Bean. I take back almost all the bad things I've ever said about you, lords.
I say nothing.
Bah.
Thank you for the compliment. But nothing else.
Yeah, and people come out and they begin throwing, like, necklaces on you, and they throw roses to you and all that sort of stuff.
I will be gracious to them.
That they shower you with attention.
Never had so much attention. Don't touch me there.
Whoa!
You're pretty sure about four or five men attempt to propose to you despite them being humans and you being a dwarf.
You're like, get the fuck out of my face.
Like, no, thank you. Whoa!
There's a hand somewhere. It's cold.
Not mine. Don't break it.
Yeah, there's a hand going somewhere and there's a snapping sound.
Take me away.
Gowron, take me away.
Alrighty.
Well, Tulsi will return with the contents of his purse.
Excellent. You may keep it, Tulsi. Yeah, okay.
Okay. You guys are escorted into the throne room, and it's one of those long halt throne rooms where you're pretty sure it's largely unnecessary. But you notice that he's kind of sat up on a multi-stepped throne.
Remember, don't look him in the eye.
All the way up there. And
not looking him in the eye.
Yeah, you can't really see him, but you can see the multi-step thing leading up. And marble pillars, of course, the lush purple carpet. And on flanking you on either side is an entire long line of probably his royal guard.
This is when I say, El Ravager bows to no man.
What?
I give him a knowing nod.
What did you say?
El Ravager bows to no man.
All of them, they're men
and
women.
I give him a knowing nod.
Clad with holding spears and kind of this purple loincloth, but nothing on top. Male or female, doesn't matter. And you guys kind of walk up.
I am keeping my eyes straight forward.
And
it's like, I noticed the women aren't wearing anything. I'm like, I'm going to keep my eyes straight forward. I don't want my genitals attached. My wife is possessive, to say the least.
And as you guys get towards the end where you think you're probably supposed to bow, you can see a relatively familiar looking noble who's got a few bruises. He's standing at the steps. And of course you can hear the old advisor kind of walk up and says, "This is the point where you bow on your knees."
Yes, yes, I'm on my way down to do so.
Well, it's not very far from you.
No? Real dunk. Yes, kneel and, you know.
Who speaks with me bearing a ruby?
It was...
You hear him, he speaks in tongues, so all of you understand it.
Okay.
It is... We?
We do, oh noble majesty.
Lord.
I am Hercule Gaston.
I am...
Of Runmore.
Yes, my lord.
I am Tahir Hassan ibn Imad ibn Fahan of... And I can't remember my country.
Sirin.
Of Sirin.
Have not heard of your house.
It's a minor house.
Very minor. My name is Jana. Hagen.
Of...
We thank you for your audience today, my lord.
I understand from my younger brother that you currently have his bride.
That is what we have come here to speak to you about today, my lord. There seems to have been a misunderstanding. I somehow have managed to end up married to her instead of your brother. You may come to see...
I do not want you marrying my brother.
No. I said that wrong, didn't I?
Yes.
I have somehow managed to end up being married to Cenaronia rather than your brother being married to her. It was a misunderstanding. However, we are here to seek what ways we can assist in resolving the issue and getting you the treaty.
I have no wish for the treaty. It is the Count who was begging for it. We can continue to purge his pitiful little province. It is far from wealthy. There will be no loss to the Empire. In truth, I should thank you. This will allow me to finish the job that we started.
Oh, yes, but if you would permit me, Your Majesty.
Yes, Hercule of Runmore.
Thank you, my lord. Is it not a waste of your majesty's brilliant intellect and superior forces to be squabbling over such a trifle tract of land?
Insignificant.
Insignificant to your greater kingdom and your wise future outlook to your kingdom. When you could be focusing on greater things and focusing on the greater glory of your noble and lovely empire.
Go ahead and roll diplomacy.
Flatter him.
The advisor goes.
The advisor's like,
with bonuses, that will be a... Do I get the synergy bonus?
Yes.
At all? That would be a 17.
17.
But you rolled a 16.
No, I rolled a 10.
Oh. Rolled a 10.
He's like...
However, because of the flourishing argument that went with it, I'll give you a plus 10, because you certainly you certainly did plenty of suck-up.
It's a sound mess. I'm going... Like, excuse me. Learn this in noble school.
Yes. You please me.
In serious voice. Oh Lord.
I see the wisdom of your argument.
My wisdom, of course, pales in comparison to your majesty.
The advisor clock.
Laying it on thick.
Thick as possible.
You're gonna be hired.
I shall agree to end the justice which is being laid upon the count. But all of you must complete one thing for me.
It would be our pleasure, Milo.
Okay. Jenna, yes. The dwarf. You must craft fine jewelry for my third bride.
Third? Crap.
Do you have jewelry making?
No, I have woodworking.
A dwarf was woodworking?
Yes.
What were you thinking?
She's a weirdo.
The ranger part. Lovely. Yes. I'm around trees a lot. I like trees. It'll be a learning experience, Your Majesty.
The siren who took my sister-in-law. You are to teach my brother how to truly wield a blade.
So he may kill you.
Yeah, from the brother's look, it suddenly, it just, almost like he looks up and goes...
And as the king is like, yes, that's right, I'm dangling your balls right here. And yes, these were yours.
I look at...
They're mine now.
I look at you. As you wish, my lord.
And Hercule,
yes,
you are to be knighted. You please me.
No.
Your wisdom is apparent to... All, Majesty.
You are dismissed.
Thank you.
Bow down to the floor, walking backwards, bowing still.
Wow, you get to keep your wife.
I have dealt with courts before. I may not be you know, the highest of nobles, but
you don't quite make the sucking noise, but you at least understand when to not.
Yeah, I understand when to.
You understand the sucking when it happens.
Yes, and I know when to keep my mouth shut.
But he was fighting just fine.
You got. And you know I was a pompous, arrogant bastard, but yeah, I suck well. I have lots of good bootlicking.
You have saved our bacon this day.
I think that went rather well.
I think I gotta go to the library.
Well, I can do metalworking, so if you need any assistance with that in the off time that I am assisting his brother, who is already a good fighter.
The advisor comes out, that went smashingly.
I thought so.
Congratulations, you're a knight.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And good luck teaching his brother.
His brother, with all respect, is already an excellent fighter. I'm not certain what I can teach him.
Of course, he's one of the elite guard of the kingdom. He's just better with a bow.
And he was very good with the sword as well.
Teach him the weapon finesse.
And
oh yes. Yeah, that's what I will start to
teach him to use his dexterity.
And
rather than
I know this is somewhat on the spot. Do you have any idea how to craft jewelry at all?
No.
Do you know how to make anything?
Yes.
What?
Wooden things.
Woodworking.
Maybe a wooden hair comb. That would be perfect.
For who again?
For his Majesty's
Mirianna the Third Bride.
Well, as long as you can get the jewelry, I can assist her and
you cannot assist her.
No, I cannot assist her.
It is my fate.
It is our wish to, of course, please the man, Your Majesty.
Not many who have given him a ruby have survived.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately,
it was all we really had, I'm afraid.
And then I go, hang on a second. I pull out the breastplate. I could have given him this.
That is true.
He probably would have appreciated this more than the ruby.
Oh, I cannot say.
I gave the wrong gift.
Hindsight, you know.
Well,
yeah, he likes to come up and kick you in the nuts when you're not looking.
See you in a week. Rather an eloquent way of putting it, but yes.
See you in a week.
Very well. Thank you. Again.
Thank you again.
Ethan will, of course, be knighted within the week. It's, of course, a grandiose ceremony. They offer you...
Are we invited?
4 women. You'll pick among them.
If there's feasting, I'd
hold on, let's see. Charisma 7... 9, 11, or 7.
11. Well, obviously take the 11.
You don't have to take any of them. They're just offering them.
I'll obviously take the 11.
Okay. The deal is that it's to be your bride, right?
Yes, yes, yes. We'll deal with that later.
You're like, you got married, I don't see why I can't.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'll send her home to father. It'll be fine. Father would be absolutely ecstatic that I've been knighted. I'll see the look on his little face saying, oh, you haven't learned anything. I'm basically doing that all week.
Nathan, you will, of course, begin training him in the weapon finesse style, and he will pick it up amazingly quickly.
Of course he will. He's already a damn good fighter.
And Becca, it's time for you to roll a craft check.
Not good enough. I'm just trying to get
it. Can you throw
Venice for
other people?
I have 3.
Let her throw her own before she decides to burn. Before you have to burn it for her.
She's made several bad ones so far.
Different die.
No.
No. This is... I love the Benny system. But at the same time, it's just... Sometimes it's just like, oh... The fates have decreed.
I might not be leaving with you guys.
Jesus, how many bennies are we going to spend on this roll?
So far we're up to 5.
We're up to, yeah. Great, honey. There!
20.
Okay.
All right. That's not a natural 20, but
that is acceptable.
I'm
pardon me for a moment.
Bad dice. Bad. Out with the evil. We will use a ball peen hammer on you if I have to.
I have mighty Mjolnir.
Well, but I will not get to the teleportation tonight, but the entire incident is forgiven. And you're allowed to keep your bride and your limbs.
Yes, and we resolved the treaty.
Yeah. And next week, or next time, we shall resolve the teleportation, because it's now 11 o'clock at night.
Alrighty.
It's time for you to go to bed.
Daylight savings. It's midnight.
There he is.
Oh. Okay.
Crass.
Stupid daylight savings.
Alrighty.
Rock on.
I don't even know when to...
VORPAL Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.